He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the quarter ending September 30th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, and it looks like we're going to end the quarter on a whimper. It doesn't look like we started off just a little bit positive, and now we're starting to drift lower. I think something like the last 7 out of 9 days have been down. Not a good way to end the third quarter of 2014, but we did go through the macros yesterday. We saw no reason to panic yet, at least for now, even though we know that this bull market that is now 66 months old will come to an end at some point. And we continue to watch for the signs and keep our ear to the ground. But as of now, that bull is still intact, even though it is aging as each day goes by. Today, the S&P is down almost 7 points to 1971. We're well below that 2,000 level that we saw a few weeks ago. The Dow is holding above 17,000, however. And don't forget, the Dow just saw a brand new all-time high, spanking brand new, last Friday. What, about 9 days ago? The Dow's at 17,033 right now. The NASDAQ, which has been closing in on 5,000, is kind of stuck in that 4,500 range. It's at 4,490. It's down 15, 16 points right now today. Crude oil, which seems to have found a floor at $90 per barrel, has bounced off of that, and it's back up to 92.80 right now per barrel. Gold cannot find a floor. It's still looking for a floor. 1208 on the precious metals, which I've been advising against for the last 3 years, and the 10-year yield at 2.49. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a real nice sunny San Diego morning right now. Not so sunny on Wall Street recently. 7 out of 9 down days now. As we close out another quarter of the year. And that's always a significant event, the closing of the quarter, because in coming weeks we'll get earnings reports from corporate America. And as I've said recently, valuations in the market right now, they're not cheap, but they're not stretched like they were back in the year 2000, not by any stretch of the imagination. They can be sustained if, and this is a big if earnings continue to grow and if the economy continues to grow. So obviously we'll be watching intently in coming days to see if earnings at Alcoa and Apple and Intel and Microsoft and all across the board, if earnings and sales continue to grow. And we'll also watch for that big GDP number that will come out, gross domestic product, to make sure that the U.S. economy continues to grow. And let's not forget that the Fed has its keen eye on those GDP numbers and on inflation numbers and employment numbers, because they are readying a rate hike at some point in time. Most think somewhere around spring, early summer of next year. But they have put the market on notice that quantitative easing has come to an end and quantitative tightening is now the norm, while other countries look at quantitative easing to try to get their poor markets going, namely Europe and Japan, who are seeing big, big plummets in their currencies here recently, as investors anticipate quantitative easing in those areas of the world. Well, we have some good news for Apple this week. I continue to own Apple in my large cap conservative growth accounts. It's kind of like a must own, but you know what? The numbers point to it for me. It has value and it has performance, and it's one of my top ranked stocks and my Best Stocks Now app. I also own it in my income accounts because it pays a good dividend. The iPhone 6 receives regulatory approval for sale in China. You know, that's a big deal. It's not so easy to sell your products in China if they don't like you. We have a company here in San Diego, Qualcomm, that's having a very difficult time having China approve their products for sale. And, of course, China is the world's largest smartphone market. So getting this approval for Apple and the iPhone 6 has got to be good news. I continue to hold my shares of Apple, although it's no more than a 3 to 4% position in the portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management, not in my aggressive portfolio. That one's reserved for a little bit faster growing younger companies, and it's not in my speculative trading account. I suppose that you could buy options on it in the speculative trading account. But Apple is a big blue chip stock these days. eBay. Well, you know, eBay is not a stock that I have owned. I can't remember the last time I owned eBay. It had to have been several years ago. eBay has not really been the growth engine, the growth company that it once was. In fact, over the last 12 months, eBay is down 5.6% while the market's up 17%. It has sorely underperformed the market. And over the last 10 years, eBay's only averaged 1.3% per year. It's trailed the market. And it's basically been an S&P market performer over the last 3 to 5 years. In my book, in my app, beststocksnowapp.com, which you can look up 4,000 different stocks, 3,900 actually, eBay gets a momentum grade of D+. It gets a performance grade of C+, and it gets a value grade of B. And out of 3,999 stocks, eBay comes in at number 1,434. It gets a Gunderson stock grade of B-. I only buy stocks that are A minus or better. So, needless to say, I don't currently own eBay. eBay needed to do something to get the stock going again, and they decided that spinning off PayPal, which they own, is the way to bring some attention back to eBay stock, and it is responding. It's up like 6 or 7% since they made the announcement. I don't know. We'll have to see. You know, we'll have to wait and see. When they split off PayPal, we'll have to see what PayPal's numbers look like. And we'll have to judge PayPal on its own merits. And we'll have to judge what eBay will be like without PayPal lending to their income statement and their balance sheet. Maybe this hurts eBay stock, but PayPal more than makes up for it. Only time will tell, but suffice it to say, eBay's not a stock that I own. It's not a stock that I'm interested in. It doesn't meet my criteria of valuation and performance. In fact, it's a very mediocre stock. And speaking of spinoffs, we have a company here in San Diego by the name of Jack in the Box. I can still remember the first Jack in the Box, which was built not too far from where I grew up. And I used to go to Jack in the Box as a kid. I don't consider it to be like, you know, really good, great food. It's not like there's a line like there is at In-N-Out Burger or anything. But boy, I'll tell you what, Jack in the Box stock has really done well lately. And if you don't know Jack, maybe you should know Jack. This thing is one of the hottest momentum stocks in the entire market. It's in my backyard. And is it more than in my backyard? It's nationwide now, and I don't own any Jack in the Box. And I don't think I've ever owned any Jack in the Box. But maybe I should get to know Jack. They're going to spin off. At least there's rumors that they're going to spin off their Mexican fresh grill restaurant, which is Qdoba. I've never been to a Qdoba. Maybe I need to take the crew to Qdoba for lunch this Friday. I'm told it's kind of a competitor to Chipotle. Well, Chipotle's done pretty well. Maybe that's why Jack in the Box is breaking out to new all-time highs right now. In fact, Jack in the Box, which I'll be reporting on my local San Diego news gig when I get done with this show, is one of San Diego's hottest stocks right now. No, it's not Qualcomm. No, it's not one of these hot biotechs like Illumina or Isis Pharmaceutical. Instead, it's Jack in the Box. Go figure. I can't remember the last time I went to Jack in the Box, but pull up a chart of Jack in the Box over the last 10 years, especially since 2011, where the stock has more than tripled. And Jack in the Box currently does meet my criteria. When eBay doesn't, Jack in the Box, out of 3,900 stocks, currently comes in at number 10. Wow. Maybe I should know Jack. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you're just finding the Best Stocks Now radio show, I've been doing radio now for some 18, 19 years. Originally just on a little station in San Diego, California, where I cut my teeth for many years. But I'm a professional money manager. That's my main thing. In fact, I'm looking at stock charts here like crazy while we do the show. Seeing a lot of things that I like, seeing a few things that I don't like. And if I see something I like, I try to bring it to your attention. Every week at the end of the week, I summarize it all in my weekly newsletter, which I've also been writing for 18 years. I'm the guy that on March 27th, 2009, said that a new bull market has been born. And I've been bullish ever since. And I'm not a perma-bull, I'm a market timer. I believe that there will. I don't believe. I know that there will be another bear market at some point in time. And boy, I'm one of the most nervous guys. I'm just as vigilant and nervous and anxiety over that bull market that's lurking around some corner. Although over the last 5.5 years, we've sailed through every little obstacle that's come along to the bull. And I've sat back and I've analyzed everything. And I said, hey, this is not the one. Let's stay invested in the market. Now, if you'd like to follow along in my newsletter on a weekly basis, I do have a lot of followers nationwide, where my show is heard from Sarasota all the way to Honolulu. And there's a lot of cities in between. And I, at some point in time, will say, you know what? The market's over. It's over. But I haven't said it now for 5.5 years. Now, I've changed areas that I'm focused on. Last year I was heavily focused in the small cap stocks in the U.S. This year that's one of the worst places to be. This year favors large cap U.S. stocks. And I like companies that meet a very strict criteria that I've developed over the years. Three basics, not so hard. Keep it simple. I like value. I like to buy things that still make sense from a valuation point of view. That only makes sense. I like performance. I like to buy stocks that are outperforming, that are flourishing in today's environment. And I like a healthy stock chart. Is that too much to ask? Well, out of the 3,900 stocks in my database, which I make available to folks through my Best Stocks Now app, which has been as high as number two in the world of financial apps, grossing, that is. There's only 150 stocks that meet my criteria right now. And one that I currently own that meets my criteria, it happens to be a U.S. large cap. And this is also a year that favors healthcare stocks once again because they continue to receive some stimulus. What stimulus is left in the system is going to the healthcare sector because people are being given money to go buy health insurance. That's putting more money into the system. It's creating a bigger market for drugs. I like the drug stocks. One company that we have down here in Southern California, maybe some of you women, I don't want to know. They make Botox. And I'm sure I've seen plenty of celebrities on TV that can't move their face. They look like a statue, but they look younger. You know, there's no wrinkles. Botox, somewhat of a miracle drug, most women would say. And whatever Botox, whatever else Botox is used for. But Botox, the company is Allergan, which is headquartered in Irvine, California, just north of San Diego. How big is the Botox market? Allergan is now a $53 billion market cap company. $53 billion. You know, I was in the doctor's office not too long ago, and I guess this doctor does all kinds of procedures and whatnot, and I saw a woman come in. She says, I'm here for my weekly shot. Well, you know, I'm over there reading my magazine and trying not to be too nosy. But then I heard the nurse say, oh, yeah, okay, we've got the Botox ready. Come on in. I guess this is like, okay, you've got recurring revenue here. You got to come back and have this Botox stuff redone from time to time. Allergan, again, is a $53 billion company that continues to grow and grow and grow. This has been a great stock over the years, Allergan has. Let's look at the numbers, all right? Over the last 10 years, Allergan, the stock, AGN, on the New York Stock Exchange, has delivered returns of 17.4% per year, along with getting rid of those wrinkles. There's just a tiny little dividend, so this obviously is a growth stock. This is not an income stock. I would put this in the moderate risk profile. Some would say conservative because it is a large cap at $53 billion. I could go along with that too, I suppose. Conservative to moderate growth. Large cap. U.S. Over the last 5 years, Allergan has doubled the returns of the stock market as measured by the S&P 500. Allergan has been humming along at 26% per year while the market's been playing a tune of 13% per year. No guarantees that this stock will continue to outperform the market, but this is one of the top performers in the market looking backwards. We'll get to looking forward here in a minute when we get to the valuation. Over the last 3 years, the Botox stock, Allergan, has been delivering 29% per year while the market's been delivering 19%. Now get this, here's the real big one. Over the last year, we look back at this stock 1 year ago today to where it is today, it's almost doubled. It's up 97.7%. That's a lot of Botox. Whew! It gets a performance grade of A-, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now let's look at the valuation. Man, they're looking for 42% growth next year over this year. That's amazing for a large cap company. When I take the earnings estimates next year of $8.23 per share, you know how much Amazon would give to have $8.23 per share earnings? Amazon has no earnings. Allergan has $8.23. And I carry those earnings out at 17% per year, which is the analyst estimates, and I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a large cap growth stock in the drug industry like Allergan. I get a $330 5-year target price. The stock's currently trading at $178. Out of 3,909 stocks in my database, Allergan currently comes in at number 65. And I also disclose that this is one of the stocks that I own in my managed accounts, in my conservative growth managed accounts, and I believe I also own it in my aggressive growth managed accounts, because this is a year that favors the larger companies. Usually I like to buy small to mid-caps in the aggressive growth, but not when small and mid-caps aren't performing. Allergan also has a terrific stock chart. It recently broke out of about a 6 or 7 month consolidation. Again, AGN, a stock that I own, and it's an example, not a recommendation of a best stock now, in Bill Gunderson's opinion. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. I put out the newsletter every single week, and I have about three or four model portfolios in that newsletter. Some of you are aggressive growth investors, and I have an aggressive growth model portfolio. This is a tougher year for aggressive growth stocks. But I have a lot that are doing quite well right now, and I've added some recently. One I see is getting a big upgrade from Bank of America Day, Panera Bread, and having a very good day. I also have a conservative growth model portfolio, which is more focused on, you know, larger cap companies, but not Johnson & Johnson and GE and Merck. You can get those at any big wirehouse in America. I try to go one notch below and find the Allergens of the world and the Biogens and the companies that are growing a lot faster than these big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. I also have an income portfolio. Where's an investor going to get income in today's world? Well, I don't like the bond market myself personally. I don't have any exposure. My clients have no exposure to the bond market because I worry about rising interest rates down the road. And even though the bond market's held up pretty well, mostly because it's been a safe haven for investors that are afraid of geopolitical events, etc., I just don't like the bond market over the next 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I think we're in a rising interest rate environment. Not like they're going to jump tomorrow. Goldman Sachs thinks that the 10-year yield will be above 4% a year from now. That would be devastating to the bond market if that were to happen. Instead, I prefer dividend-paying stocks, carefully managed and pruned and watched, that pay a dividend and also have that opportunity for capital appreciation. One stock that I recently added to my dividend, I call that my Model D portfolio, which is dividend and growth, which has done very well over the years. You can look it up in the newsletter. My newsletter I make available at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet, P as in Paul, W as in William, street.com. One stock that I recently bought in the dividend Model D portfolio is FedEx, FDX, out of Memphis, Tennessee, a company that recently had a knockout earnings report. Now, you know the drill, or you should know the drill by now. I like companies that are doing better than the rest, meaning on a relative basis, they're performing better than the rest. But I also like them when they make sense from a valuation point of view. Sometimes you'll find momentum darlings that are going to the moon, but if they don't make sense from a valuation point of view, I don't like to add that element of risk. And sometimes you'll find stocks that you'll think are grossly undervalued, but they haven't gone anywhere in years. They lack performance. Well, I like to marry and bring together the two like peanut butter and chocolate. I think it makes for a better combination. And FedEx right now meets my criteria. Let's first look at the performance of the stock. Isn't this Fred Smith's company, FedEx? It's done a pretty good job as the CEO over the last 5 years. And this isn't one that's scorching up the track. But then again, we're looking for just a good, solid company that pays a steady dividend for income investors and growth investors. Over the last 5 years, FedEx has been cranking along at 17% per year when you add together the dividends and the capital appreciation. It's been even better over the last 3 years. FedEx has been humming along at 33.3% while the market's been averaging 19.4%. And over the last 12 months, FedEx stock is up 43%, while the market's up 17%. And you might say, well, that's probably wrung all of the value right out of this stock, Gunderson. Well, we're going to look at value here in a minute and make sure that that's not a true statement. FedEx stock is up 13% so far this year. Again, it's outperforming the market. Currently gets a momentum grade of A-, which is pretty good for a big stodgy old company. $46 billion in market capitalization. Why don't we have FedEx deliver the mail? I don't know. FedEx is profitable. I know the mail carriers, they have lots of handicaps and this and that, but they lose billions of dollars every single year. I've done a few articles on the U.S. Post Office. It just amazes me how FedEx, I know they don't deliver to every home, But I'll bet anything, if you were to give FedEx the role, that role, they would figure out how to be profitable. FedEx is a $46 billion company that is looking for 33% growth in earnings this year and 21% growth in earnings next year in an economy that's only growing by 3 or 4%. You see what I mean by companies that are flourishing in today's tepid economy? FedEx is doing way better. No guarantees that they will continue to do way better. But they've been doing pretty doggone good over the last 1, 3, and 5 years. Now we have to look to the future. It's one thing to look in the past and you say, well, what good does that do me looking at the past? Well, don't you think when they hold the annual baseball meetings, which I believe are in San Diego this year, I can't wait for that. I'm going to sneak in and be a fly on the wall and listen to the trades going on. Wouldn't that be fun? Don't you think that all these baseball scouts and general managers are looking at past performance of these players, what they've been hitting, how many runs? Don't you think that that has a lot to do with determining the future? And while there's no guarantees, at least it's a good indicator of what kind of quality and what kind of performance has been there in the past. And FedEx has done a great job. Now let's look to the future. The earnings estimates for FedEx, which is another earnings monster. Amazon would love to have $10.84 in earnings next year. But they won't have any. Instead, FedEx, which delivers the goods for Amazon, they're the ones making the money. Well, Amazon loses money. That's right. You think Amazon is such a profitable company. Well, Amazon has hardly, they're going to lose 10 cents in earnings this year per share. Hopefully they'll make $1.92 next year. Amazon's a very expensive stock. FedEx, on the other hand, continues to grow their earnings while they are delivering a lot of the Amazon goods. If we take $10.84 in earnings estimates next year, the estimated growth rate over the next 5 years is 15.5% per year. That's according to the analysts that follow the stock. There was a time when I followed a lot of stocks as an analyst many years ago, visited companies across America, wrote up research reports, came up with valuations. I like to do 5-year target prices. My 5-year target price on FedEx, and there's a lot of what ifs, is $300. FedEx is currently trading at $162, and it does pay a nice dividend yield. This is a stock that I currently own in my dividend, my Model D portfolio at Gunderson Capital Management, which a lot of folks who choose me to manage their money are invested in my Model D dividend and growth portfolio. Yes, I manage every account separately. I don't have a mutual fund. I don't have a pooled fund that I throw everybody's money into. If you were to start next week with me and you said, Bill, I like that sound of the Model D portfolio, the dividend and growth, then I start finding stocks for you that meet my criteria. And right now, FedEx is one of those stocks that meets my criteria. Obviously, there's no guarantees, but I like to put probabilities on my side. And lastly, I like to look at a stock chart, a 1-year chart. Keep it simple. I don't like stocks in downtrends. And I don't like stocks that are going sideways. I like to see a catalyst that breaks them out of those sideways trends. FedEx had such a catalyst about 2 or 3 weeks ago when they reported earnings that beat the street. And FedEx estimates went higher. Expectations went higher. Growth went higher. And the target price went higher. And the stock went higher. And it broke out of its consolidation. And it is a stock that I currently own, again, just a 3 to 4% position in my Model D dividend and growth portfolio. If you'd like to get more information on our dividend and growth style of management here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. And if you'd like to see what's in it, I publish it every week in my newsletter at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've talked about a lot here today. We talked about the Apple getting approval in China to sell their iPhone 6s. And I believe they tried to deliver my iPhone 6 Plus yesterday. Gosh darn it, it was after hours after we had left. So maybe today I'll have my new iPhone Plus, which hopefully will be a little easier on my aging eyes that stare at computer screens all day and have required the necessity of reading glasses for the last several years. But I'm looking forward to looking into the screen of that bigger iPhone 6 Plus for us older folk. And I talked about a hot little San Diego stock called Jack in the Box. I don't know if you have a Jack in the Box in your neighborhood. I'm not real thrilled. I very seldom. I have one two blocks from me. I've probably been there twice in the last year, but that's a hot little stock. They're talking about spinning off their Qdoba franchise, which some compare to Chipotle. So, hey, I don't know. I don't own any Jack in the Box shares, but I thought I'd bring it to your attention. eBay's going to do their little spinoff and spinning off PayPal. I have not been a fan of eBay stock for a number of years. Panera's getting an upgrade this week by Bank of America. I am an owner of Panera. Panera gave a buy signal to me a few weeks ago, and it meets my value, it meets my performance, and it meets my technical criteria at the current time. And it's a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts because it is a small cap. They're also benefiting from lower commodity prices, namely wheat prices, as Panera uses a little bit of wheat, don't they? Being a bakery. We talked about the Botox stock, Allergan. Maybe it'll iron out some of the wrinkles in your portfolio. I don't know. I own it in my conservative growth accounts because it is a large cap company, and I also own it in my aggressive growth accounts because it's growing by 42% this year over next year over this year. We talked about FedEx, which is a little bit different animal. More, I have it my Model D portfolio, which is dividend and growth. And I want to talk just a minute in the remaining time we have left about the different styles of investing. Okay, now some of you are young, you're early in your career, you still have 10 years of work time left. In fact, I met with the dentist last week. Local dentist has a good thriving practice here in San Diego, has been saving money, has been putting money away into his self-employed IRA, SEP, putting about $30,000 away every year into that thing. So someday he says, I want to retire, and he has a 10-year plan. He can afford to be a little bit more aggressive than just being like really, really conservative. So I have him in my moderate, kind of aggressive to moderate growth area, which includes, you know, more of the younger growth companies, a lot of mid caps, some small caps mixed in, and maybe a large cap now and then like Allergan. But these are companies that I find to be superior growth companies, just a little bit more of an aggressive nature than a FedEx, which is a large cap stock. I have other folks that are conservative by nature. They don't come in wearing a flashy sport coat, flashy shoes. Instead, they're in a nice conservative tweed, you know. Drive a nice conservative Buick that gets 24 miles to the gallon. And they drive in the slow or the number two lane, not in that fast lane, 6 inches from the bumper in front of the guy behind the guy in front of them, like the aggressive growth people. I have a different style of investing for them. I try to find the superior conservative growth companies. We mentioned Apple. That's a large cap stock. It's one of the biggest companies in the world. Other superior growth large caps, Biogen would be a good example. Gilead Sciences would be a good example. A notch below the Johnson & Johnsons and the General Electrics of the world that the wirehouse firms are so inclined to peddle onto their investors, onto the folks that go to them for advice. That just seems to be their style. It's not my style. And then there's income investors, those folks that are looking for some income because they're getting 1% at the local bank. And they want to step up, take a little bit more risk. Maybe they're afraid of the bond market. I'm not saying that I'm always anti-bond, but I am right now. And I have been for the last year, year and a half, maybe 2 years. I don't like the prospects of the bond market. Instead, I have my income accounts invested in dividend paying stocks. FedEx is a good example of a stock that pays a dividend and it has growth potential. And lastly, in my newsletter, I have a mutual fund area for you folks that have a 401k at work. What are your choices? Should you be in U.S. small caps right now? Should you be in international markets? Should you be in PIMCO's total return fund that used to be run by Bill Gross, the biggest bond fund in the world? Or should you be in U.S. large cap stocks? Or what should your allocation be? Well, I address that every week. And I even have a TSP advisory, which is for thrift savings plans. All you who work for the post office or on a Navy ship or in the military or a government worker. So I have you covered in my newsletter, which you can get onto the mailing list. We email it out. I try to get it out Friday night, but if the market's really super volatile like it was last week, I didn't get the newsletter out till Saturday, late Saturday afternoon. It was a heck of a week. But it gets out. You can review it. I'm a guy that sits here in the market every single day, boots on the ground, crawling under barbed wire, my field glasses, my night vision goggles on. Sometimes I need a helmet and a flak jacket as I take incoming fire, and I give out my honest observations every week, take them for what they're worth. I've been a bull for the last 5.5 years. I will not always be a bull. I'll try to protect from anything that may be down, lurking. We know that bear's going to wake up at some point in time. I have my own proprietary system of ranking stocks, ranking indexes, ranking sectors, ranking countries, and trying to be in the best places at the right time and trying to be out of the bad neighborhoods when it gets rough at night. PW Street is the website for the newsletter. And if you like anything we're saying here about money management and you're not happy with the current guy or gal, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We manage money for folks all across America. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.